This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And nobody.
And I love New Hampshire. There's just something...
Who doesn't these days?
There's just something about this place that is undeniably awesome. Like, today, this article from the Union Leader here about this police chief...
There's more to this story, too, that I will share. The article has some error in it, so you do it, and then I'll do the suffix.
Okay. Yeah, so in Croydon, I guess, a police chief, Richard Lee, said that he was forced to leave town hall in his underwear Tuesday after the Board of Selectmen voted to dissolve the town's one-man police department. Now, he wasn't forced to do anything. Right. They said, hey, turn in your car and your uniform. We're done here. And he then chose to walk home in his underwear.
Well, I mean...
He could have called for a ride.
He could have called for a ride. He says he did not have another car because that was his take-home police car vehicle.
Yes, but surely if he wasn't that disliked in this town, one of the people there would have been like, hey, you want to ride home, man?
Maybe there's a snowstorm out there.
I was told that I had to turn over the keys to the cruiser and my uniform immediately. I had no other means of transportation, as the cruiser is a take-home vehicle, and I have no spare clothes in the office, so I did as I was ordered, Lee said Wednesday. Good on him for following the instructions to the letter, I guess. Lee said he started walking toward his home in Newport during a snowstorm, wearing boots, a hat, and his underwear. Before his wife picked him up. Now it did.
Oh, he did have a wife with a vehicle, so he could have called her. Obviously,
yeah, he just chose not to.
He was being petulant.
Yeah, but it definitely was a snowstorm yesterday. It ultimately didn't accumulate to much, but it was. I wouldn't have wanted to walk home in my underwear.
Yeah. Well, when I first saw that story, I thought, "Oh my God! I wish we had been there with our cameras to catch this."
Someone called my wife, but I probably made it about three-quarters of a mile before she got there, he said. So he walked three-fourths of a mile in the snow in his underwear, hat, and boots. Now, it's kind of tragic that the boots were not part of the uniform. Because the only thing that would make this funnier is if he had also been barefoot.
Oh, no, there's something else that can make it funnier.
Lee said he complied with the board's request for everything except access to evidence and other police records. Lee, who was employed by the town of 700 for about 20 years, was its prosecutor as well as its only police officer. It is unclear whether criminal cases can be followed through in his absence. Well, one would hope not. But how many criminal cases could there really be in a town of 700 in New Hampshire? Other than traffic violations, I can't imagine he's doing very many arrests.
Yeah, it seems. I mean, there can be a lot of crimes because, like, you know, your average person commits three felonies a day, and if they got one meth head out there, that can be like 120 crimes right there. But yeah, he's not going to catch all that.
It's a little unclear what happened next. Voters forced the board to hold a special town meeting in May, at which the decision to dissolve the department was reversed, but
it's immoral to vote.
But this article came out today, so presumably they attempted to dissolve it last year and ended up having to undo it and then dissolved it again yesterday.
Wow. Well, this is what I've got. I know a person. I believe this person to be honest and to have reasonable means of having good knowledge of what actually happened. What she tells me is that, no, he was not required to take his uniform off. He chose to do that.
I believe it.
He could have brought it back the next day. And what makes me think that this was almost certainly true is he did not attempt to call his wife, but yeah. Somebody else was able to call her, get her on the phone, get her in a car, and get her out there. So this was a police officer having a temper tantrum like a petulant child, if this is appropriate. And you've got to think, what's it like when you have a petulant child armed to the teeth, able to kill with impunity in your face, dealing with him on the street? So if this story is true, I am absolutely delighted that he is no longer working as a police officer.
Well, I suspect a single police officer in a police department in a town of 700 in New Hampshire is less able to kill with impunity than, say, a cop in the NYPD or the LAPD.
He doesn't even have a partner to turn him in. Not that they would. So whatever he says is going to go.
So he's no longer employed. People are saying, you know, he didn't deserve this. He's not perfect. No human being is. But what kind of a town lets their chief of police, by the way, he wasn't chief of police. They have been nominating him that each year as a formality, and last year they declined to do it, and they declined to do it again this year. So he wasn't chief of police, which, by the way, he's the chief of police and also the only police officer. So what is that title really worth?
That's really interesting. But yet, when dealing with the union later, how did he describe himself? Chief of police. Because where are they going to get it if not from him? So that's kind of another. I kind of liked, except for the fact that he was a cop, the Grafton cop. But I don't think I would have liked the Croydon cop. And I think there may be a reason that he's out of a job.
Well, if he's the only cop, I guess by definition he is also the chief of police. But it's a meaningless title. Rick Sampson asks, what kind of a town lets their chief of police walk out in a snowstorm in his underwear?
See, that was my reaction. The last thing I said on Facebook before I got the rest of the story was, on the one hand, this is hilarious in that I love the idea of a cop walking down the street in his underwear. On the other hand, I hate the idea of a fired employee being put out on the street in his underwear, so I can look at it two different ways and have two different feelings about it.
Even if he was required to turn in his uniform, he wasn't put out in his underwear.
Well, he was, and apparently he was not required to immediately.
Well, whether he was or he wasn't, he was the one who chose not to call his wife or not to ask someone for a ride.
Exactly.
He's the one who was like, well, it's snowing out there, but I'm
gonna... once I got the new data, it was like, that changes everything about my view of the story.
I don't think it does. I think he was being petulant and petty either way, and he wanted to play himself up as being the victim. So he was like, this is the most I can victimize myself by walking home in my underwear, wearing only my underwear, a hat, and boots in the middle of this snowstorm in freaking New Hampshire, because this town of 700 has decided that it's not cost-effective for them to have a police department. So what are they going to do
now? I'm sure that was part of it.
With their cruiser that nobody has.
I don't know, but I drive a Crown Vic cruiser, so I'm going to give him a call tomorrow and see if it's for sale.
It may very well be. Evidently, they just bought the guy a new radio, and he made the excuse to the town that, you know, his life is in danger if he doesn't have a good working radio. Now, keep in mind that he's the only police officer. So,
who are you going to call?
Yeah, if your life is in danger and you have this radio, what good is it doing you, man?
Well, his wife will come get him, bring him some clean clothes.
Cell 411 would be more effective at that point. Just get a random citizen who is probably armed, because this is New Hampshire, to come up and help.
Everybody's armed up there. Croydon, Grafton, everybody got a gun.
Yeah, so why even bother with the radio? It's just, it's a jobs program for this guy, and the city of Croydon, or the town of Croydon, decided they didn't want to continue paying him $40,000 or $50,000 a year, depending on the sources,
yeehaw,
to continue doing whatever it was that he was doing. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, or if you want clearer quality, you can use the Discord caller lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nobody.
And do you want more businesses in your area accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at these businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards, and it's instant. There's no waiting for weeks or months for your payouts. It all adds up. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. There's also an incentive to get people to use Bitcoin Cash and Dash since the merchant and the customer both receive Bitcoin Cash back and Dash back for every single purchase made using those cryptocurrencies. It's really awesome. All the more reason for people to get into cryptocurrency. Again, check it out at AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. Now, moving on here, Rich, you brought in two stories. One of them, I have the wrong one pulled up because I'm so good at my job. Mm-hmm. A teen girl who sent a teen boy 5 inappropriate pictures.
Actually, let's start with the other one.
This is the one I have pulled up.
Okay, then we'll start with that one.
And the boy, it seems, was 18 at the time that he was receiving. Now, we should also point out that these are inappropriate pictures, but they're not nudes.
No.
Even by the context of the most insane anti-pedophilia type of person, she was in her underwear, which, inappropriate, sure, but not illegal, I don't believe. Is it?
Well, I wouldn't think so. What's the difference between underwear and a bathing suit? I mean, you can walk down the street in a bikini.
You can, yeah. So this is a result of the... Let's just go to the story. Zachary, who is now 19, is in jail awaiting sentencing for 5 pictures of his teenage girlfriend. I object to that term. They never actually met, and it's really vague whether or not they were in any sort of relationship. There's no reason to believe they were.
I think later in the story it says that it turned romantic, but given as this is a long-distance relationship carried out entirely by phone, I mean, that's a very difficult line to draw now, isn't it?
Well, even if they have met, I don't know how, and we also have to back up, dude was 17 at the time,
mm-hmm.
So he was a minor himself, and we really have to ask the question, should it even be illegal for a 17, creepy, sure, and something that most people would frown upon, but should it be illegal for a 17-year-old to have some sort of romantic relationship with a 13-year-old girl?
See,
they're both kids.
I mean, when I was in high school, it was not uncommon for a senior to date a freshman. That was not considered a big deal. Should
I don't
it
know
have
that
been?
Freshmen are 13,
I don't
though.
Know, but I mean, were like half a dozen or a dozen people I went to school with, would I classify them as pedophiles? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I don't know that I would consider a freshman to be a 13-year-old. I think they're probably 14 or 15, which, you know, it's still, there's a lot of gray area here.
Yeah.
But I don't think, it's certainly not illegal, certainly not a pedophile.
Yeah. And these are people never in the same room together.
Right. They never met. At most, they had phone conversations. So he faced a possible choice between a maximum sentence of 350 years in prison or a lifetime on the sex offender registry as a sexually violent offender, even though he never actually met the girl.
And what exactly was the violence?
It doesn't... I mean,
existing while she sent him a text.
Yeah, because he never met her, so how could he possibly have inflicted violence upon her?
One does have to wonder. If he did, I want him to teach me how. I mean, I wouldn't use it on a girl, but, you know, if I could beat somebody up from across town, that would be really cool.
Well, maybe he thinks he's one of those, maybe he thinks he's a witch, and he used violent black magic on her or something. In which case, she still wouldn't have had any actual violence done to her. But anyway, about 2 years ago, when Zachary was a 17-year-old high school senior, a girl in his computer club invited him over to visit. She introduced him to her younger sister, age 13, recipe for disaster already. This younger sister told Zachary he reminded her of a friend. This friend, also a 13-year-old girl, shared Zachary's love of dragons and video games. The two 13-year-olds started Skyping Zachary together. Eventually, Zachary and the dragon lover struck up an online friendship, which developed into an online romance. Okay, fair enough. By the summer, a month after Zachary turned 18, the girl sent him 5 pictures of herself in her underwear. Her face was not visible, nor were her private parts. That's according to information provided by Zachary's parents, as well as an evaluation with Zachary conducted by a psychologist. Zachary is incredibly smart, according to the psychologist, although socially awkward and emotionally immature. Importantly, he does not possess, quote, distorted ideas about sex, according to the psychologist, whatever that would mean.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know. And they're pretty... I mean, they're pretty straight and narrow in terms of what they consider distorted. So I'm guessing this guy is really vanilla.
Even so, Zachary was arrested and charged with 20 felonies, including indecent liberties with a minor, using a computer to propose sex, and child porn reproduction, transmission, and selling. Even though
he did not send
or sell the pictures to anyone. All this... from 5 underwear pictures. If convicted, Zachary's father told me, he faced a theoretically possible maximum sentence of 350 years. So instead, he took a plea bargain, because that's what prosecutors do. Mm-hmm. They scare defendants into a deal. Mm-hmm. Zachary agreed to plead guilty to 2 counts of indecent liberties with a minor. For this, he will be registered as a violent sex offender for the rest of his life. Yes, violent,
wow.
Even though he never met the girl in person. Mm-hmm. Zachary's dad wrote to the authorities asking about this and got a letter back from the Virginia State Police reiterating that this conviction requires Zachary to register as a sexually violent offender. The letter, which was obtained by Reason...
despite not being one, because the law is made of lies.
If anything, he's the victim. Having received these pictures that landed him in trouble...
But he's a guy. It's his fault.
And he's the older one, right? So,
yeah.
So it's obviously his fault. It's completely ridiculous. As part of the plea, Zachary also agreed never to appeal. He will be sentenced on March the 9th. Until then, he remains in jail.
Well, I'll tell you, I called that prosecutor today, and we'll come back to that when we come back.
855-450-3733. Do you think this is justified?
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tonight is the last Democratic presidential debate before the Nevada caucus on Saturday. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is making his debate debut, and his staff is already tempering everyone's expectations. Beverly Hallberg is the president of District Media Group. She tells Fox News Bloomberg better be ready.
From a messaging standpoint, I do think he needs to be on that more moderate level, but he is going to be attacked tonight because he has been gaining in the polls.
As Democrats are debating, President Trump will be holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Phoenix, Arizona. The president also has a message for the Democratic-led state of California regarding their homeless crisis.
You have needles, you have things that we don't want to discuss all over the streets, flowing into the oceans, and yet beaches. And if they can't do it themselves, we're going to do it.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
To talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And nobody.
And are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement? Or do you have doubts? Tom Young, the author and co-founder, of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, numbers that are just unfathomably large, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of just building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and with as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt. Get your free copy now at CFOproject.com. That's CFO-project.com. Now, in other actual rape news, now, even though this 17, 18-year-old kid is facing 350 years in prison or a lifetime of being on the violent sex offenders registry, we also have this story out of New York of these ex-NYPD cops accused of raping a teen in a police van who have dodged a prison sentence with a plea deal. Now, this This is a mess. Now, because of this story, the city of New York, or the state of New York, I don't know which, actually passed a law. Get this, this was necessary. They found it necessary to pass this law, making it illegal for cops to have sex with people they had arrested.
Yeah.
One marvels that that was ever necessary.
Well, the NYPD is famous for rapist pigs.
Well, clearly. And, you know, there's all of these news stories about how people aren't sure if this 14-year-old kid could have consented to getting a Hummer from his 32-year-old blonde teacher or whatever. And they're like, but the power dynamic is just so. And then you have these cops, these two drug warriors who arrested an 18-year-old girl, took her to their van, had sex with her.
Took turns raping her.
Yes, took turns
raping
her.
They didn't have sex with her. They raped her.
And they didn't take turns. They did it simultaneously and then let her go half an hour later. And they're not facing any prison time over this. Now, I'm not a fan of prison, but if you're a cop and
I'm not a fan of prison either. They should be killed badly.
See, I'm not a fan of that either. But if they're going to play this game of being law enforcement people, law enforcers who use aggression against people and put people into prisons, then in the course of doing that, if they do things that are just so horrifically immoral and obviously illegal, then they should very much be susceptible to the punishments imposed by that prison system. Yeah. But instead,
I mean, I would love to see them in Gen Pop. Identified as cops with badges tattooed on them.
Having raped an 18-year-old girl. I would also love that.
I would like for them to feel everything she felt.
And this would be a result of their own actions and a long-term consequence of them feeding people into the New York prison system.
Yeah.
So it would essentially be what they deserved.
And these monsters talk about a war on cops. There's no war on cops. They declared war on us, and once in a while we get lucky and take one out.
Yeah, and on this occasion, they're getting off without anything.
Yes, so, they are.
These ex-cops, Eddie Martins and Richard Hall, pled guilty.
Do you have addresses on them? Can we give that out?
I don't know, but they pled guilty, worth pointing out, in Brooklyn Supreme Court to 11 counts of felony bribe, receiving and misdemeanor official conduct. I don't even understand that charge.
Oh, and that's the bad thing about that is that means they're probably not on the sex offender registry, so I can't go look them up so we can give out their address.
No, they seem to be just charged with official misconduct. They will serve 5 years probation with previous co-workers.
Tough judge.
Yeah, I mean, this is their co-workers.
If nothing else, I can find out who the judge is and call him up and tell him what I think of him.
but no jail time, which was held off the official court calendar at the request of defense lawyers and kept under wraps by prosecutors whose press office did not tell the media that the high-profile defendants would appear before a judge.
Because you got to keep the rapist pigs safe. You just don't have to keep the innocent teenage girls safe.
The cop's accuser was also not told of the hush-hush plea deal, her lawyer said. Well, of course not. Can you imagine? Prosecutors who requested that the cop serve between 1 and 3 years prison was denied, later confirmed the plea deal to the Post. Sentencing is set for October the 10th. The 11 charges had carried a maximum of 7 years in prison. And that's because they were charged with official misconduct and not sexual assault, battery, and rape.
Not to mention deprivation of civil rights under color of law. I mean, these people should have been nailed to the wall, and they got nothing. And then they take this child, and they crush him. Well, I don't understand. I don't understand how anybody can look at this system and say, we can let this system continue to operate for another day, and that will be fine. It's got to go.
They're getting away with rape, said the lawyer, Michael David. They raped my client, and they're not getting any, and they pled guilty to this, and they're not getting any jail time.
Yeah, they get nothing. But she's just a peasant. They're king pigs.
That sends a horrible message that they can kidnap people off the street, rape them, and get away with it.
Well, it's a horrible message, but it's an honest message, because every jurisdiction in America, a pig can rape a girl, a little girl, and walk away 9 times out of 10.
Well, I'm not going to portray an 18-year-old as a little girl, but certainly...
No, but a lot of times they do rape little girls, and they still walk away.
Yeah. So Martins and Hall have admitted they had sex in their police van with Chambers, who was then 18 years old, after a drug bust in Coney Island in 2017, but the two cops have insisted that it was consensual and that Chambers wasn't handcuffed. Chambers has in turn insisted the sex was forced. Now, what I want to know is, she was taken in for a drug bust, right?
Yeah, weed.
Did they charge her?
I do not know.
Or was the sex part of her getting off without charges?
Either way, it's rape.
I mean, for sure. But, I mean, it makes the idea of it being rape a lot harder to avoid for the district attorney if it turns out that, in fact, she wasn't charged anyway. They took her in on a drug bust. Mm-hmm. They raped her. And then they were like, oh, in the process of raping you, I guess we lost the pot you had.
Mm-hmm. It's mind blowing that people are not out in the streets armed and making this stop.
The two disgraced cops were originally facing rape and kidnapping charges, but the charges were dropped in March. This case was botched from day one. This was never a rape case. They never should have allowed these men to be smeared as rapists and whatnot, rather than follow the evidence, which quickly established that she was fabricating everything about the encounter. I don't know what you need to fabricate here. Mm-hmm. You're an 18-year-old girl getting arrested by cops for possession of marijuana. And it doesn't matter if you consent to the encounter at that point or not, because the power dynamic there is clearly so out of whack that you can't possibly be free to exercise autonomy and self-discretion in that situation.
And this woman has come out, and she's identified herself, she's showed her face, so I don't have any question in my mind that they're lying, and she's telling the truth.
So, do you think that the entire police system should be brought down? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
And Nobody.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it so that you can connect and share with others. However, use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. Now, we're talking about these two cops in New York who arrested an 18-year-old girl for having pot, evidently, and proceeded to rape her, ultimately being charged with, what was it, what was the official charge? Official misconduct.
Ooh, tough charge.
Yeah, to which they pled guilty and received 5 years of probation. Were they even fired? I guess it was. It says they were ex-cops at the start of the article.
Yeah, they were fired because, I mean, if nothing else, I think this was, I hope it was a felony.
Official misconduct?
I don't know.
I'm
guessing there's probably a misdemeanor and a felony version of that charge, most states, so I don't know.
Well, what kind of a society
5 years
do we
of probation.
Live in? If
we live in a profoundly sick society.
If you can rape someone and get charged with official misconduct.
When you're a cop, when
you
were the person
yourself badly.
Who was supposed to protect her, and instead you were arrest her for weed, which, why?
Because that's what they do.
I mean,
And of course, they had to say, you know, she has serious credibility issues, this girl. She lied under oath. And it's never specified what lies under oath she told. But let's just remind people that these two cops admitted to having sex with this girl, mm-hmm. at the very least, under duress. Now, you can't, I don't care what's going on in your head. There's no way you can imagine an 18-year-old girl in New York City getting arrested for possession mm-hmm. of illegal drugs, going, you know what, at this same time that all of this stuff is happening, I'm really, really excited, and I want to have sex with both of these officers. Officers, please have sex with me. She certainly did not initiate or desire this encounter.
Yeah. And these are NYPD cops, and when they interacted with Mr. Garner, they proved that they will literally kill you for a cigarette.
Yeah.
Because they killed him for a cigarette.
The best case scenario for the defense is that she was trying to get out from the drug charges and agreed to have sex with the officers in return for that. But that's mm-hmm. not any better. That's still rape. That's still kidnapping her and raping her.
Yeah.
So there's no way the cops can get out with a charge like official misconduct and have everything be okay. They raped this girl.
Yeah. No.
Without getting too specific, both officers left DNA in the girl's body.
Mm-hmm.
And then pointed out that she made false statements under oath. As a result of this disturbing incident, said the DA in a press statement, New York passed a law to prohibit police officers from having sex with people in their custody.
There's got to be a better adjective than disturbing there. Horrific? Mind-boggling? I don't know.
But this closed a loophole that had allowed officers to claim that the sex was consensual.
Mm.
And again, coming back to it, to just this notion of being arrested by somebody with a gun who purports to have authority over you and who will kill you if you resist.
Or maybe if you don't, because, you know, they just do that. I mean, they'll randomly shoot dogs. But, you know, my mom and I watch this show called Blue Bloods, and it's actually a good show, and it's about New York City cops. And it's like, and I'll sit there and I'll watch it with her, and I'll say, Mom, I would love to live in a world where there were cops who acted like that. But I'll tell you what, I've interacted with the real thing, mostly monsters.
Yeah, I think the most benevolent police I've encountered have been here in New Hampshire.
Well, in New Hampshire and Ann Arbor, Michigan, the cops are relatively good. And the reason is they're college towns.
Relatively is the key word there, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're college towns. So what happens is rich families send their kids here, and they get mad if you kill them. So here we have cops that probably won't kill your kids. Although, but anywhere else, all bets are off.
There actually is a cop, a resource officer at the local school that on record has killed a person.
Well, he killed a person, but he killed a person in a righteous shoot. So I can't criticize him for that. I mean, this was a violent situation where he attacked a teenager, wasn't it? He did attack a teenager coming out of a bathroom with absolutely excessive force.
And is his eyewitness testimony the only evidence we have of him shooting someone in a justified manner?
No. This is well documented. It was right. There was a hostage who had a knife and a woman who was in danger legitimately. Everything that I've been able to dig up about this case says absolutely a righteous shoot.
I remember seeing a righteous not shoot in some third world country where there were lots of police officers surrounding a man swinging a knife, and they managed to wrestle him down, get it, and not kill him.
Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily expect that. I mean, to me, that's a bonus. Those are the guys who I would say, those are hero cops.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, you're putting the victim in a fair bit of danger by not shooting
for him,
the person with the knife. I mean, if he's got a knife against someone's throat, you're endangering the victim.
You're justified. And really,
Well, I mean, it's not even that. If you try to sneak up behind that person and tackle them, you very well could be the reason that person with the knife to their throat gets killed.
Exactly. I don't even question that for this reason. That guy should not have tried to tackle the knife man, because you're absolutely right. He could have gotten that hostage killed. So this Kim cop, I don't even like to bring up that shoot because it was, it was the right thing to do.
So maybe that's why he's got
it
the
It was
job.
What I would have done if I'd been standing there with a gun. So it's I got no problem.
Well, a cop making one ethical decision throughout their career is nice,
yeah.
But it still stacks alongside hundreds of every single time they get up and they go to work, they're committing actions that are unethical and immoral.
Oh, well, and that's the thing is, to me, the police are the enemy army. Because I smoke weed, and that means they're sworn to destroy my life if they can. And they've done it once. Well, they've done it repeatedly. You know, I got to go to court tomorrow, and it'll be last time on this, but, you know, they arrested me for being a felon in possession of a garden tool.
This is still ongoing?
Well, the last thing is, there was also a driving on suspended license. Which they did convict me on, and so I'm going in for sentencing tomorrow. But the thing that I get to do is I get to make a pre-sentencing statement, and so I'm going to tell the judge what I think.
You're the victim,
and I might go to jail for a while after that, but I'll be back eventually if they don't kill me.
What is the sentencing possibility here for driving?
It's up to if I don't get a contempt of court, which
is unlikely. I know you. It's unlikely.
It's unlikely that I don't?
Yes.
Where?
You're more likely to get one.
I mean, it could happen. It could happen. My favorite interaction.
It would depend on how much they make you angry.
Yeah. And so that's why I'm shouting it out tonight. This is my primal scream before I go in and deal with the judge.
So, what are the possible outcomes here?
Like up to $1,200 fine or something. But
and this all stems back to you getting arrested for the machete?
Well, I got arrested for driving on suspended license. There is a machete in my trunk. You know,
in your trunk? Out of reach?
In my trunk on a pile of tools. You know? And they decided it was a deadly weapon, even though it doesn't fit the definition under the law. And they charged me with a felony, dropped it, brought it back. So twice I have to pay $800 for a public defender.
That sounds about right. The justice system is broken. 855-450-3733.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.